Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Get that intro going. Going hard, going long. Get that intro going. You don't know what you're doing.
Shut up.
That's what I get for letting a Mexican control the board. He doesn't know what he's doing. Now I'll have to pay more.
It wasn't playing out of the email, that's why.
Okay.
What are we, 602 and 603, right?
Yep.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
And this is episode 603.
602. We promise we're sober.
God, I wish I was fucking drunk.
It is.
Oh, you guys, I have been sober for like 2 hours.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is
Puma.
Oh my God, I was thinking about that today.
No way.
Seriously, my shirt is Puma, my sweater is Puma, and my socks are Puma.
And your hat.
And my hat. I'm all Puma'd out today.
You're Puma.
I was thinking about that.
Welcome to the Ricky and Puma show.
What up, y'all? It's and for my Spanish people, that would be El Puma.
Is it El?
El Puma, yeah.
Oh, really?
There's a singer in Spanish. I don't.
Why is it not La Puma?
Because that's Puma is.
Is Puma the same as our Puma?
I'm like, not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure. My peeps, like, you know, his crazy Colorado ass.
Who?
RC Martinez.
Oh. Crazy.
Yeah.
He's your people for sure.
Crazy. It's exactly.
Well, first, let's tell everybody who we are. This is Ricky and this is Puma.
Yes. He's a Venezuelan
uh-huh.
singer. And he's like known in like Spanish like culture, like he's been singing since I was probably like, I don't know, knee high to a pig's eye.
Is he like Mr. Worldwide?
No. But he's got like, this is what he looks like. And I think the reason why.
Oh, I know who that is. Tony showed me his videos before.
So the reason I don't know why.
What's his real name?
Jose Luis Rodriguez Gonzalez.
Woo, that's a long name.
Yeah, but I think it's because he kind of looks like a lion.
Yeah, he does. He's got like three-toned hair.
So I think, yeah, he's got like blonde.
Gray,
and then black. Like really dark
black. It's kind of like calico.
Yeah.
But all separate colors, all mixed together.
It's kind of like how the Kardashians are trying to bring back ombre. Yeah.
Ugh. All right. So this is Ricky. This is El Puma.
Yes.
We're recording out of Chicago, Illinois.
Well, what?
We are two gay guys in our 30s.
I don't like that.
Why?
We are two homos. I like homos. Yeah. Gay sounds so like.
We're two.
1960s.
We're two alternative boys.
We're two LGBTQRSYTZV.
Who talk about coffee? Enemas.
Shit.
And coffee enemas.
Coffee enemas. Apparently.
Oh my God, you guys.
Because he's stupid.
I am so frazzled right now.
Wait.
Can we talk about it?
Yes, we could talk about it, but I just want to preface by saying that I.
Ooh. Tell them what the phone call was like when you first got it.
Well, first of all.
Before I called 18 times before he picked up.
Before we get into voicemails and all that stuff, he calls me and he tells me.
Wait.
And he sounds a little frazzled on the phone.
But he didn't answer the phone the first 18 times I called him.
You only called me once.
twice, actually. Oh. And you picked up the second time, but it's still 18 times.
Right. Hi, can I get...
18.
Can I get two cheeseburgers and I want all 18 of them to have cheese? Anyways, so he calls me and I'm like, hello? And he's like,
I'm not crying.
No,
stop.
No.
I am not crying.
No, you're not crying, but that's how it sounded.
Oh, okay. Because
you must have been like really close to the phone. Uh-huh. And so he was like, hey, I'm just calling to you. I'm going to be a few minutes late. I'm like, okay. He's like, I just witnessed an accident right by your house. And I'm like, oh, right, wow. And then he's like, yeah, the car flipped. Then he starts getting into the story of the car accident. And I'm like, okay. I was like,
all right, bye.
And me, like, totally not, like, caring at all in the world. I'm like, girl, just hurry up and get here.
Right. that was, we need, like, to get done before one.
I was like, okay. And he's like, well, because first of all, he caught me in the middle of cooking.
Well, I don't. Well, and also, I never call.
Right. And you never call. So he calls me in the middle of cooking. I'm trying to finish cooking my breakfast. And then one of my mother's text clients rings the doorbell right after I hang up with him. So I'm like all even more frazzled because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to finish before he comes over here because I wanted to finish eating before you got here. And like a dummy, I hang up with you. I go into the phone and I forget to turn off the stove. So my eggs burned. That's the most.
They
that's
all
the
got
moral,
burnt.
That's the moral of this story is my eggs were burnt.
And don't answer the phone.
So anyways, but he did sound like he was crying.
But I wasn't crying. I was really nervous for the guy.
I think you sounded frazzled. That's what it was.
Yeah. Like, I saw this accident and it was really bad. And like the guy gets out of his car and he's just like, he's like full on Carrie. You know, when they dump the blood on top of her?
From the neck up.
No, from the head down. I mean, his whole, he was like,
yeah.
I mean, just looked like Carrie. But he was
Latino.
Someone
didn't like him.
No, someone did not like him. I don't know who didn't, but...
That's what happens when you don't try to put good money in your karma bank.
Yeah.
It's really
sad.
He
had a really nice car, too. It was like yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a Mazda?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
But wait, I felt really...
Like a Mazda? A Mazda?
I felt really bad, though, because...
He was drunk? You feel really bad? No.
No. Not that part. What I felt bad was when the police officer got there, the police officer took his passport and was like asking him where his driver's license was. And I guess the guy doesn't have one. So what's going to happen?
He's probably going to get thrown into immigration jail.
Yeah.
And then he's probably going to sit there for months, years, maybe. And then finally they'll transfer him out to Mexico. Mm. If he's Mexican.
Sad. I know. I mean,
just kidding. Oh my God.
I know that
which,
he was like
talk,
really.
We need to talk a little bit about that topic. Okay, so go ahead. This is all Oscars. We're just going to preface by saying if you don't like the Oscars, then you may want to turn this off because the first half of the Oscars.
Can I turn mine off?
We're going to talk about the Oscars for like the first 15 minutes of the show.
Right, should we do the phone calls and the emails first?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you wrapped up with the story?
Yeah, it was just I'd never seen an accident that bad before. And like. He almost flipped over and he hit another car. This is what pisses me off.
Wait,
obviously,
so if he had a car like mine, how the hell did he... He couldn't have...
He hit that van really hard.
No, I'm saying he must have had... Did he have a truck or was it like a four-door car?
It was like yours, but he hit the van so hard that the rear end of his car lifted up so high and then landed on the other car.
Oh my God. That's like a fucking nightmare, like roller coaster ride.
Right. And I was at the stop sign like... What do I do? I'm calling 911.
Oh my God, what would you have done if his head popped out of the car?
Oh my God. I would have died. Like
his phone call would have been like to give you a visual.
Wedding canceled. I'm in that loony bin.
Wait. I just want to say that his phone call to me would have been very reminiscent of the visual of the girl from what's that movie where it's a lot of like video, like personal videotape.
The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, the Blair Witch Project. There's snot coming out.
Girl, I would have died. But I mean, the guy seemed to be okay. He was just really bloody. And I think he was so out. He hit the car so hard when he flipped up, it broke his axles.
Oh, shit.
So he couldn't even move the car.
Damn.
And what pissed me off is people saw this accident
and kept driving.
Like honking. No, he blocked the street. His car was like long ways.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, and people were honking, like the bus started coming down through there. And I was like, I went to the bus driver, like, dude, the car accident, he can't move the car. And he was like, well, guess I'll just have to sit here and wait. Didn't try to turn off another street or go a different way. No. So anyway, I hope the guy's okay.
Well, I mean,
and the guy that he hit was just in a car accident last week.
Oh, right. Cause you, did you like, was he, oh, the guy, the one who was passing him.
Right.
Oh my Lord.
He was like, he was pissed. He was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why do I keep getting in accidents? I was like, oh, I'm going to go over here and you can go talk to him because I just saw.
Was everything. He also Latino?
No, he was like Russian or Polish or something.
Oh, got it. Oh, I guarantee you hot.
If he wouldn't have had all the layers on.
Was he wearing sweatpants?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they always wear sweatpants or Puma pants, like running pants. Uh-huh. Or like.
And he had a leather coat on too. He had a leather coat
on. Perfect. Yeah. He's got that right amount of like Polish smell with like piss smell with like leather.
No. If you want that, you can just head it on over to Touche. You can have plenty of it.
Gross. Gross. Anyways, we're going to get gone ahead and now we're going to get into the show.
So
welcome everyone from Rainbow Radio, your mama's radio, your daddy's radio,
and your mama's daddy radio.
Right. And our radio. We're going to go ahead and start off the voicemails.
I think the one from February 14th we played already, but you might want to play it.
No, we played it already.
Okay.
Yeah, we played that one.
So play the one on February 23rd.
Oh, I'm getting there. Stop being a dick.
Getting there. I'm getting there.
Shut up.
Is it playing?
Yeah.
No, stupid. It's not.
And miss the 600 show? Hello.
Oh. We're going to have to start that over again. Yeah. This is weird because when it opens up in Google Voice, it's like unmute. So I have to like unmute it. Okay, here we go then. And take two.
Oh my gosh, how can I be such a dork, so stupid, and miss the 600 show? Hello? All right. Well, okay. I'm kicking myself. Okay, congratulations, Follow Monkeys, on show number 600. So I never exempted myself from my own contest. And I guess if you want to exempt that because I was late because I'm so stupid. I think it's your guys' fault. I think you guys said you were going to hold off on the 600 show until after the wedding and everything else. So I thought I had time to call in with my well wishes and everything. So, okay, happy 600. Happy birthday, Ricky, early. Congratulations, Tony and Ricky, on your nuptials. And is there something else? Happy belated birthday, Tony, but we already sang to you. So, hello, Roger. Roger and your chicklets that I just love. All right. Bye, guys. Come on.
I absolutely fall in love with her more and more every time. We adore the bacon.
She, her and her daughter Sydney sent a voice, what is it called? A voice message through
like instant message.
iMessage.
Yeah, iMessage.
And they sing happy birthday to Tony.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then she messaged me, she goes, I bet he would have been more impressed if we would have sang it in Spanish. I'm like, you're from South Dakota. Probably not.
Oh, that's cute. Thank you, Miss Bacon. All
right, I'm going to read an email.
And you are excluded from your own contest.
I'm going to read an email before we go to the next voicemail. And okay. This is from John.
John Hart?
From Secretly Timid.
Yes.
He said, happy Monday, Foul Monkeys. Okay, happy Monday. No one says that. Anyway.
No one.
I hope you are happy. Dallas is covered in ice. I want to preface by saying I am not going to be one of those people who write or call in to fact check or cry when you guys say something. 95% of the reason, when you say something crazy, 95% of the reason I love this show is because you guys don't filter. And even when you say shit that I may disagree with, I don't for a second feel it's coming from a
ingenuous
or malicious place. Also, Sorry for responding to an episode so late. I'm so behind on all my shows. Did you have anything to say before I go to the next paragraph? I thought you were going to say something.
No, I just love that he was like 95% of those.
Right. Shows. What's the other 5%? I think we're about to find out.
Right. Right. Yeah, you didn't tell. Hey, John Hart. Give us the other 5%.
I think this is the next 5%.
Is that the 5% we're getting?
That being said,
oh Lord,
and I know that's exactly how he typed it.
Because this is kind of directed towards me.
I do want to push back a little bit on Roger's assertion that when minorities are introduced to a community, crime rates increase. I was frustrated because both Roger and Ricky got so close to commenting on the factors with either rate... which either raise a community's property value or which factors may lower it. Roger provided an example. Rent is lowered. Lower income people move in. Crime increases. The indicator here is not one's minority status. The indicator is poverty.
Okay, you're right in the sense that it is the poverty status. It is it is in terms of your monies. However, who is affected the most? When you have poverty, minorities. So they kind of tend to go hand in hand. So that's my response to that, that was the reason why I made that mention and mm-hmm. sort of skipped over the whole money thing, is because in urban areas such as Chicago, New York, LA, Miami, places where they're really huge, the disparity between white and, you know, minorities are typically on the poor side and white people aren't. Now, if you go to more like countryside, like, you know, West Virginia and all those places, you know, some places in the South and some places are a little bit more rural where there isn't a high abundance of minorities, you don't get that. So therefore,
everyone's poor still, though.
Right. I mean, there it's like everyone's still making a dime, but like. You know, but so like in urban, and that was what I was referencing more so than anything, was just that in urban areas, the minorities are typically the ones that are faced with higher rates of poverty, which would include, you know, Hispanic, Black, Europeans, so like non-white Americans, Asians, and everything that
falls everyone but white people.
Exactly. Basically. Yeah. So that was my response to that. So I understand what he's saying, though.
And more often than not, poverty is generational issue, something one is born into. And for every success story reported, Oprah, for example, there are way too many who find poverty inescapable. Later, Ricky stated that when the gays move into a neighborhood, they clean it up. This is also true, but it has less to do with sexual orientation than it does, again, with economics. In Dallas, coupled gays flocked from... the Bay or blah, blah, blah. Why can't I read today?
I don't know.
In Dallas, coupled gays flocked from the gay bureau to a neighborhood called Oak Cliff and revived a sub
bureau
called the Bishop Arts District. Statistically, gays are higher educated and therefore earn higher wages. And if you have a relationship with dual incomes minus the expense of children,
dogs
don't count.
Minus expense of children is what he said. Oh.
Same thing, different words. Dogs don't count. Excuse me?
Right.
When you got to pay $3,000 for a surgery for a dog.
Right. That's a huge expense.
You are dealing with some serious ching-ching, which that sounds kind of racist to me. But I think it's supposed to be cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
They buy homes on the cheap, remodel them, and before you know it, gay businesses pop up. Then the problematic issues of gentrification raises its shitty head. My fingers hurt now, and I'm glad I didn't call in because I would have been cut off and had to call in again and yada yada. Anyways, love the show. I think Roger is adorable, even if I do give him a hard time, and I'm so glad Ricky finally got to see Beth Hart perform live. Later.
Aw, we love John Hart. Thank you so much for the email. You know, in regards to the gentrification and whatnot, like, that is true. However, you have to also remember that... I mean, it doesn't necessarily have, you know, I guess it does kind of have to do a lot with the sexuality as well, because yes, even though gay people who, you know, make more money, tend to make a little bit more money. That's also a misconception because, you know, I read an article about maybe 4 years ago. It may be updated now, but I read like an article about 4 to 5 years ago that stated that gay men who are considered to be middle class, right? And that includes people who have just like a bachelor's or associate's education, like they lumped them into one. They tend to spend 20% over the amount of money they bring home as an individual. Mm-hmm. As a couple, well, obviously that could double and triple. So you're talking about like, it's not necessarily because we make more money because we're gay. You're right. But gay men generally do like nicer things. So therefore, it is sort of associated to sexuality because it's a taste level. And also, too, like you do have straight couples who are not married and who don't have kids and who don't have that added expense, but they don't go in other areas and gentrify on a higher rate as gay people do. Because mm-hmm. gay people see something ugly and they want to beautify it.
We care about it.
Right.
We care.
And that's, and to some degree that sucks because then it makes everything more expensive. And so it does make certain areas where people used to live. Like I know in Rogers Park, there was a huge, like when I, my first condo I ever had when I was in there, and this was sort of at the height of the bubble, the retail bubble, the real estate bubble. It was this huge, like, we are going to change Rogers Park. We want to get rid of the, you know, we want to minimize the violence and minimize the amount of traffic that comes in from like so many apartment buildings. So what they were doing is they were, you know, knocking down buildings, making new condos and all this stuff. And because they knew that they wanted to gentrify. They wanted to get out, and I hate to say this, but essentially the junk, mm-hmm. people who, you know, are keeping the neighborhood in on the lower side of it. And what happened? The bubble busted, and it's still in the same area. I mean, it's still kind of, you know, you go into certain areas in Rogers Park, and it's still janky. Like, you still see, you know, like, crap on the streets, and you don't, you know, a lot of the roads aren't fixed properly, you know. And it's, and the worst part about it is that it's very sort of, it's so, like, thrown into all the area where it's, like, one house will be really beautiful, and then the next one right next door to it looks like shit.
Well, I don't think it's so much, all right, you guys, Rogers Park is separated, West Rogers Park, East Rogers Park. I don't think East Rogers Park is as bad as West Rogers Park. West Rogers Park is a lot worse.
And I disagree. And I think that East Rogers Park is... West Rogers Park is more homes. And it does have its pockets. But I think that East Rogers Park... So anything that's from Clark and above is kind of... It's janky. There's a lot... What?
Forgot to tell you this. Uh-oh. I forgot all about it until just now. Tony and I came home from the Beth Hart concert,
yeah,
and we're walking from like Clark and Greenleaf.
Uh-huh.
So we're walking down Greenleaf, and this lady with like these glasses on that were like super thick, like it made her eyes look super huge.
Mm-hmm.
She came up to us. She goes, "You gentlemen need some comfort tonight."
Oh shit!
And me not know, I didn't connect it right away. I was like, "No, thank you." And Tony's like, "She just wanted to sleep with us." And I was like, oh my God, if you're going to be like offering yourself, like wear contacts or something. I mean, she was homely.
Oh, I guarantee that she was.
I think because she was so homely, I didn't even get
the reference.
What she was saying.
She wanted to comfort you.
You guys need some company tonight? Some comfort? No.
No, thank you. But you know, but because if you look, for example, like if you go closer to Sheridan, some of that area is, well, maybe not so much now because I think it's starting to, like, they're starting to continue where they left off, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, but at a slower rate. I think now it's they're starting to get to that point. But in between when the bubble bust, the real estate bubble busted, and now, it was still ghetto. It's still kind of, well, trashy.
Because Rogers Park, because they were in that process, a lot of the homes, condos that they built, they had to turn around and rent them out instead of sell them because no one could get them.
Right.
So that's why it extended it. But I have to say, where I live, I do not feel uncomfortable where I'm walking from. Like, there's no area that I would be like, oh, I can't go there.
Right.
But like,
I wouldn't.
Like where the McDonald's is on Pratt and Clark, that's a little sketchy.
That's very sketchy.
But I mean, that's the only part that I know of that I wouldn't walk.
No, there's more, because when I used to live on where my first condo was, that place was sketchy. Oh, by the way, let me tell you a funny story now that I remember it. Because I lived on Walden and Clark, mm-hmm. and like so, it was between it was on Walden, but it was between Clark and Ashland, mm-hmm. and there was an apartment building like across the street from me, and there was some like Haitian or some like African dude, or like I want to say he was Haitian, but he could have been like from like South Africa. But
well, why does he have to be from South Africa? He could be
because the way he spoke, like it was weird. I like sometimes because first of all, he never got really close to me because I never allowed him to get that close to me. But
racist.
Wait, I'll tell you why. I will tell you why. That's not racist, but I will tell you why. So he was like, so I was walking from my car, and he did this a couple times. I would park, and he would stand in the corner. Like, I don't know where the hell he was coming from or what he was doing, but he would stand in the corner, like, in the afternoon. And I guess he must have known what time I was coming home, because on three separate occasions, cattle calling me. Hey. Hey. And I'm like.
And you didn't enjoy it?
No. I was terrified.
Were you offended?
No.
Were you like, how dare you? Every day I walk down the street.
And my breasts are not your... No, I'm just kidding. No.
My breasts are not your fun bags.
No, but it was like, at first I was like, is he trying to like... Because he followed me. Like, he would walk up to the point where... So he knew where I lived.
Well, when your booty follows you 3 feet behind you. Right. I mean, what do you expect?
Thank you for that, Baron. That's the Baron. But no, it was just like, I at first I thought, okay, it was like, he maybe wants to sell me drugs, because I'm like, he was standing in the corner. So my first assumption was, oh, he's like trying to sling some drugs to me. I'm like, oh, hi. So I just
like, girl, I already got my connection.
Okay, look, me like a nice motherfucker. Oh, hey, girl. Just, you know, being a nice guy. And then he was like, hey, hey. And I was like, and then he started crossing the street. And he was like, hey. And I'm like, yeah. At this point, I'm like, I don't feel as threatened because I'm really close to home. So I could just like run if I have to. And it was daylight.
Girl,
so it was like,
you're going to run?
Yes. And then he was like, hey, hey. And then I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm fine. How are you? And I'm sitting here. I'm like,
talk to strangers.
And I know I'm trying not to engage him too much, but you know, I don't want to be rude either. So I was like, so he's like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm fine. How are you? And he's like, I'm, you know, I'm good. He's like, you know,
can I get some of that mussy?
No, no. He was like, so, what you doing later? And I was like,
running from you.
I'm not sure. Nothing. I was like, and he's like, oh, just, you know, want to hang out. Oh, and mind you, he's fondling himself at this point.
Oh.
Like, he's like, you know, kind of like.
Does he got some junk going on? I mean, what's it?
I mean, it was peeking out of the bottom of his pants. I was a little confused. I didn't know whether it was his toe or his head. I was like, man, his toe is really crooked. That line is going vertical.
He got a hammerhead toe.
No, it looked like it got hit by a hammer. Oh. But I was like, maybe. I was like, I'm really busy. But anyways, it was nice talking to you. I gotta go. And for like 3 days, over three occasions, he did that to me. I moved not too much longer after that. But I was just like, no. I know you want to lay down that big African beanstalk, but no. No, thank you.
All right. You want to play the next call?
Yeah.
On the 26th, we received a phone call.
It has a lot to do with being poor and gay. Anyways, okay. Or I should say minority and gay. Let's answer the next question. Or the next... All right. Let's see.
Here we go. We're waiting for it. Waiting for it.
Hey, Ricky and Roger. It's Charles S. How you guys doing? Just wanted to call and say congratulations for reaching and passing 600 episodes. I love your show. And Ricky, happy birthday. 35, was it 32, something like that anyway. And congratulations
38.
On yours and Tony's upcoming nuptials. I hope you have a really fabulous wedding and reception. And Roger, behave yourself, don't drink too much. And you guys have a great time. Bye.
Okay, I just want to say that on the email it said behavior, cell phone, drink.
Sounds just like you.
Sounds exactly like me.
Thank you for calling, Charles.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it.
I love that he's very active. He's one of
very active.
I almost feel like that's kind of like one of those like Middle Eastern or like European or like none of this country like Grindr, Bear 411, like messengers, active, passive. It's like, not quite.
Yeah,
sure.
He's very active on Twitter, and we really enjoy that. So thank you for being active with us. John Hart's pretty active on there with us too.
Yeah, Baron, I did notice that too as well.
Baron's pretty active. So we have another email. And this is from a listener that I don't think has ever written in or called before, which is awesome. I'm just going to say the first name.
Where is it?
It is the one on the 24th.
Got it.
So, hi, guy, or hey, gate. Fuck me.
Okay, maybe I should read
it. Hey, guys. My name is Peyton, pronounced like Peyton Manning, but I don't play football. I've been listening to you guys for almost a year now, and I love you both. I am 20 years old and a lesbian.
We love our lesbians.
We love our lesbians. This is the first time a lesbian, I think, has ever called in or
like wrote
in to us. So,
well, at least for me.
Because no, I'm sure that's some...
Pookie, she's of the carpet munching kind.
but this is like a minority for our show.
Right.
So we have like, two. Y'all, we have minorities.
Ricky and I are not just the minorities in this group.
You two are the best. Love the show and work. Would be so boring without your podcast. I'm a little behind, so I'm sorry if this response is delayed. And also sorry it took so long to write you guys for the first time.
No, that's okay, because we love getting emails. And we love when people are a little behind, because then that means they have a lot to look forward to.
Right. Which we're also sorry for.
Yeah, exactly.
Womp, womp.
Not really.
I wanted to add to the top of how the X-Tube... Fuck me. Oh my God. I wanted to add to the topic of how on the X-Tubes, when you finally find that one video, there is that loud rave music ruining your vibes. Totally agree. However, I wanted to know if you two have the same problem as well when you're watching your videos. Do the ads on the side to ruin your mood? Because in my experience, there is nothing worse than when I'm watching that amazing lesbian video and there is a huge penis penetrating that girl on the side. Love you guys. Hope to ride again soon. Peyton.
Peyton, we love you. Absolutely fucking love you.
You know, that is true. And even though you choose, because I'm sure she chooses like the lesbian, like women to women, and then we choose men to men. But why are we getting ads of like a pussy getting stuffed with you don't get that?
No,
I have seen it.
No, I mean, if you sign into your account, it knows that you're looking just for men.
I'm
for
not
men.
That perverted. I don't have an account.
Right. If you do that, you don't need to post anything to your account. It's just where you save all your favorites. Anyway,
Let me guess what your favorites are. I'm gonna guess the top three things are your favorites. You ready?
Oh God. None of them involve any kind of fluid besides cum.
Well, I wasn't done. Cum troughs.
Gross.
Booty butter.
Ew. That just gave me an awful visual.
And facial glaciers.
No, because I read something. I read and I heard from Dr. Drew Pinsky that if you have cum on your eye or on your face, you can get pink eye from that.
You've never had it in your eye before?
No, I have, but that's what I'm saying.
It makes your eye pink.
Right. Like, real fucking pink.
And no, the next day at work, they're like, oh, what's going on with your eye? And I'm like, oh, nothing. I just got a little something in it.
I got a big old dump truck of cum poured on my face.
Ew.
That's my kind of porn.
But it's not a dump truck. It's like the cement trucks.
Ew. It just circulates. Like turn.
Yeah. And then it just comes out on your face.
Like really slow, like honey. So that way when it's on your eye, you're like actually tasting it.
You're making me sad. I want to say thank you, Peyton, for emailing us. And yes, that is true. I have seen that before, and nothing ruins the mood more than seeing a
Peyton,
vagina.
Here is a great, I want to say to you that this is a great way for you to just go on ahead and hit that all screen option on that video so you can get rid of everything. So now, not only are you going to be able to see the vagina without the ads, it's going to be at a much larger viewing than just looking at that little box that pops up on XTube.
Oh, it's the worst. That music is the worst. Peyton, get back to us. Does lesbian porn also have rave music as well?
You know, if it does, that's really awful. Because I think as a woman,
it's more like romantic, like
there's nothing
piano and hearts.
Romantic about... There's nothing romantic about that. Not even in not
girl
even,
you had to wipe off your microphone.
I know, I was spinning over that. That not even remotely attractive.
All
that.
I can think of like lesbian porn is it's a bunch of harps being played and then like a soft piano in the rain playing and like a bunch of
like soft moans. Oh no, I've heard some really awful sounds come out of women when they're getting.
No, I can't.
Peyton, like if your lesbian porn sounds like that, you need to turn the channel. Turn it.
Turnt.
Oh, here's another question for Peyton. Uh-huh. Have you ever hooked up with a man who's for like MTF? Like a man that went to a female? That's an interesting question.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know if that would include him having a, or her having a penis. Hmm, that's interesting. It's a thought.
Peyton, get back to us. We love you.
Oh, thank you for sending us an email. Do we have any more emails?
Yes, we do have one by Anne Marie. I want to let you know it's really long.
I did see that. We're not going to read it on this
episode.
We
can't read the whole thing, but it's about the vaccinations.
So we'll read. Oh, goddamn, that's long. I remember reading that. We'll read that on the next one because it'll make up for time.
I do want to read the first part of it. It says,
they love silence. Oh,
I said we read your email on the show today. I responded back to her original email about the five celebrities. She goes, yeah, this is what happens when you're a week behind, though, on listening to shows. And I only just found out you were getting married, Ricky. Congratulations. I need a Target link.
S'il vous plaît.
Mm-hmm. S'il vous plaît. French. Don't get it. I hope there are a ton of photos on Instagram, of course. Plus, I'm a winner of something, quotation marks. Thank you both. Please send it to my secret identity's address located in my signature.
I love that she's her secret identity address.
Don't say what it is.
No, of course not.
But she went into the measles thing, and that's a really long. It's like
we'll discuss
crazy.
It on the next one.
And then she said, which we have something on our Trello. We can just go straight into the Trello from
wait,
this.
Wait, what's this one?
What color is this dress?
Oh, I don't think that's on the first show's notes.
Oh, it's on the second one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we can put it on the first one.
No, because then we don't have content. Hello?
We can take one from the first list and put it on the second. Roger,
you know, I hate you.
What color was that dress?
To me, it was gold and white.
Okay, this is the thing. The first day I saw it, gold and white. I'm like, how do these people not see that this is gold and white?
Right.
The next day, I wake up, and it's black and blue. Like, the internet is fucking with us. Somebody switched out the pictures. No. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so here's what happened. So the actual color of the dress is dun dun dun. It's actually black and blue. However, the way that the picture was taken, because of the light saturation and the many colors that it takes to make that, and then the saturation of the light and all that. To some people, the cones in some people's eyes will make up for the difference, and therefore it'll go one way or the other. So, because there was a huge debate on some people actually physically saw that it was black and blue, and some people physically saw that it was white and gold.
But I did see both.
Right. So the original color is black and blue, but because of the way that the light hit the dress and the angle that she took it and all that, that played into why the dress was that color. What we saw.
I don't know, but it sent the world into a tizzy. Like, the internet almost broke.
Right. The actual dress is black and blue.
But God forbid we talk about ISIS on the news. Right. I mean, we have to know what color this dress is.
Because it is a first world problem.
Yeah. It was so ridiculous. I was like, oh my God, it's crazy.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Well,
Let's move. Move the last one over to the second. There we go. I just did it for us.
Okay.
So.
Wait. What did you move? Oh, what did you move over?
I moved the dress over to the first list and then moved over.
Net neutrality?
Yeah. So Roger, the beginning of this week, I had a laugh.
Okay, wait. Let's go into the Oscars first. Let's get that. Oh,
okay. I see you changed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Oscars.
We're going to talk about the Oscars here. We'll move something over from the other side. I'm going to move over. Okay. So first of all,
We could have done this before the show, right. But since I was late and a tizzy.
Right, and then she's changing shit on me at the last minute, so I'm changing shit on her. Okay, so let's talk about the Oscars. I don't know. Did anybody watch it?
I did not.
I know you didn't.
I watched clips of it.
You're douchey. Anyway, so I thought that the show was fucking boring as hell. It was 3 hours way too fucking long, and I thought Neil Patrick Harris did an awful job. Let's get that.
You're
out
not
of the
first person that said that.
He was just not funny. Like, and there were certain points in the show where he was kind of funny, but it was just it just was not funny. And Whoopi Goldberg said one of the things that people need to remember is that when you're hosting the Oscars, it's a huge thing, first of all, and it's very nerve wracking. And they said that really the big moment of the show for this the host is the beginning. So you set the tone for how really the show is going to go.
Right.
You know, and then after that, people really kind of tend to forget you because everyone's so anxious and wanting to know who won what and what won, whatever. So I think that that's kind of what they, you know, that's what they should focus on. And I don't think they should have a host. I think they should get rid of the host. I think they should open up the Oscars with something, you know, kind of cool and then no host. It doesn't serve any purpose.
Like all Grammys or something?
Kinda. No, the Grammys has a host. They had LL Cool J. He usually hosts. Well, he's been hosting for a while. But no, they just need to do it where it's not where there isn't a host. There isn't someone that's, you know, presenting the presenters. Like, I feel like that's kind of sort of redundant. Really.
But hasn't it always been like that?
Yeah. I mean, they're not gonna change it probably. But most people were like a lot of people on on other podcasts and, you know, the news and all that, they were talking about how it was kind of like a lot of the jokes that he had fell flat. I was just kind of like, whatever. I was really excited with some of the winners. I mean, Patricia Arquette won for Best Supporting Actress in Boyhood. Her speech was what she delivered on stage was actually really, it was cool and it was very pro-woman and whatever. But then when she got backstage and she was in the sort of lounge with the journalists and whatever, then she was like said something that was a little less cool. Like she was just kind of like, she said, you know, black women, gay men, like we all need to give up our fights and really fight for, you know, like women's rights and equality. And it's like, no, honey, we are all wanting to be equal. It doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, woman, black, white, brown, yellow, whatever. It's like you want to get.
Right, but all right, two things here. I did see her speech on the stage, and I was like, oh, you go, girl. I didn't hear specifically what she said off stage, but I know what you just said is generally what's said. For two things. First, she's super excited. She just won this, like, Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right.
Secondly, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, women's rights have been put on a back burner for a lot of long time.
Right.
I mean, ever since they were allowed to vote, mm-hmm. and, you know, the women's working situation, that's still on the back burner. There's right. no reason women should be making less money than men doing the exact same job. So I could see, I don't think she meant
which, by the way, there are some women who can do better jobs.
Yeah.
You know, than the men who are getting paid
more.
And, you know, and it's so funny because on The View, they were saying, because there was like, I guess there was like an, after the Oscars, there was an article released or something. Something was, some sort of information was released from Hillary Clinton's like campaign. And they were talking about how the women that she staffed were paid like 78 cents to the dollar, whereas the men were paying the full dollar. So they were still a disparity among even her, who I feel like she's one of the biggest advocates for women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not necessarily like loudmouth and directly, but she was, you know, to be.
But someone, she doesn't have a control of that. Like, the government has control of who they pay the money to.
No, I think I think in her campaign, like in her like office, she has control of that. Maybe not like a full 100% control, but she has control of like, hey, every woman should get, and that's, and look, I want everyone to be equal. And when I, and by me, what I mean by equal is if you can do the job properly and correctly, then you should get paid for that, whether you're male or female. I'm not by any means saying that women should get paid the same as men if they're not doing the same job as a man, or vice versa, mm-hmm. because then that sends a wrong message out. Like, if you can do the job, if anybody can do the job, then you should be compensated for
that. What if a 10-year-old child can do the job?
Then they should be compensated
but
for that.
But it's against the law.
Right.
No, but I'm saying clearly everyone...
Clearly you didn't see the movie Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
I just think that, you know, social media has gone crazy. Everybody's fucking offended all the time. You know, you leave one group of people out or only partially mention them, they're not fucking happy. But then when you mention a whole group, they're like not fucking happy.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what she would have said. Somebody wasn't going to be fucking happy.
Right. I think, I did not like her second part of the speech.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I felt like she did actually sort of, she did make it seem like she was wanting, you know, it was like, it was almost... And I'm not trying to put words in her mouth, but the way I took it was, it's almost like, okay, gay people, stop your fighting, you know, for equality. You're getting it. You know, black people, you've gotten your equality. Stop fighting for it. Now it's time for you guys to turn over and help us women in general to do it. Okay, but that's not like, that's not cool. Like, why would you say that?
I don't think she meant
you're
stop.
You're an overprivileged white woman talking about rights that you get already because you're an actress and you're getting paid an exorbitant amount of money where, you know, there's other people who are not.
But she wasn't just referring to people in Hollywood. She was referring to all
women. No, I know. I understand what I'm saying, but this is what, so one of the things that I heard in reference to her comments is that this is what happens when people of a certain class, typically white folk, who have a lot of money, it's almost like, and this is not for me, this is not my personal feeling, although I kind of agree to them, is that they kind of go through their Rolodex of like, what can I do a charity on? Because I'm bored and I'm rich and I'm white and I want to help somebody that's a minority. Let me pick something out. And I'm sorry, but there has been a lot of that recently. And I think that was the reason why people were sort of like picking apart what she was saying,
mm-hmm.
because she is a white woman who makes a lot of money. You know, it was like someone said when they saw that, you know, Meryl Streep got
what
up
they
and
should
she
have
was
had.
Like, oh my God. Like she was like, sort of like, yeah, yeah. Like I agree. And one of the podcasts I was listening to was saying like, why the fuck is Meryl Streep going up there? Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably
she's
because
an overprivileged white woman.
No, the situation is in their class of people, they are actors. She was probably in a, you know, let's just say Into the Woods. Let's just say that movie because she just recently did mm-hmm. that movie. Probably she was the biggest star on that movie.
Right.
Besides Anna Kendrick. Is that her name?
Uh-huh.
But there was probably a male in that movie that made more money than she did, and she has the biggest part. You know,
I don't, so, that I don't agree
any,
with.
Any
I don't,
movie I don't think that so. Where there's,
you can use that example maybe with Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke, because that to me is a more on the same level playing field. But I mean, Meryl Streep, she's going to be the highest paid.
So what you're saying, the person that cleans out that stage at the end of the party, mm-hmm. people that clean, if they would have said the exact same speech, would people be reacting the same way? If a woman that cleans up after all those people mm-hmm. was on stage and she said the exact same thing, would people still be picking her apart?
No. I don't think so. But I think that the reason why that is that they wouldn't pick her statement apart would be because she is coming from that. And I'm not saying that Patricia Arquette or Meryl Streep or any, like, they may have come from that a very long time ago. And by no means am I discrediting them for their charity work that they have done and that they continue to do as actresses and whatnot. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the commentators and stuff, that's what they were saying. They were like, oh, this is what happens when rich people get bored, is essentially what they were saying. Mm-hmm. This is not coming from me. This is coming from them. They were basically saying that this is what happens when rich people get bored. They go through their Rolodex of, let me pick a fucking charity.
And what's
charity.
Wrong with that? They have the money to do it. They're rich. They can do it.
Because it comes off disingenuous. Like, it doesn't come from a genuine place. I'm not saying that. Me personally,
what about Oprah Winfrey? She's black and rich. Are people don't say the same thing about her.
Oh my
and
God.
And she's super rich.
Totally
she's richer than.
Do. They do all the time.
Oprah would have said the same thing, no one would be having an issue with this.
Oh my God. They would have issues for it for other reasons. But they do. Oprah has gotten criticized a lot for doing things that were self-indulgent, for self-indulgent purposes, meaning that even though she's helping someone, it's to her benefit. Like, it's not necessarily about the people that she's helping, it's to her benefit. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do agree that there are certain people and certain actors and actresses.
Madonna.
That come from, yeah, even Madonna sometimes. Like, even when she first started off her Malawi thing, it was, again, she kind of got the same flack. Like, oh, here's a white, rich, you know, rich woman who is picking a charity so that she can look good. It's the same thing. I mean, I get where they're coming from.
What I don't understand is no matter what charity they choose.
The genuineness of it.
Charity they choose, they're going to be picked apart for it because
totally.
They're rich.
Totally. And I completely and 100%
what if they
agree
chose
with
a charity just for all white people?
Oh my God.
That's not good. So people are going to pick. So it doesn't matter what charity they choose. They're always going to be looked at as a rich person with money who feels sorry for people. That's how it doesn't matter.
Maybe. I think it's the genuineness of it. Like, I think people can read into how genuine someone is about that. Mm-hmm. If a Patricia Arquette would have stopped at her statement that she did on the Oscars and then not said what she said at behind the journalist thingy, like, she would have totally come off as a genuine person. And I'm not saying that she's not. I really think that she genuinely wants to fight the fight. Mm-hmm. But making a statement like that, I think you come back and you're kind of like, that's not really what you wanted. Yeah, but
it didn't mean what she said. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
she was excited.
Maybe. She said
she
it.
She chose the wrong words.
You know, she said it and she chose the wrong words. Fine. I'll give her that.
At least she said something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
true. But then it just kind of goes to, like, well, you should have thought about what you were saying before you said it. You know what I mean? And especially before, like, if you have already made a statement once on stage and then you go back and then make a statement that's even, like, that's, it doesn't play off of the statement that you made, meaning that it's even better than the statement that you made off stage. Well, then what was the purpose of you making such a huge, grandiose statement and then fucking it up by saying something so stupid? So, I mean,
I don't know. It's kind
of
weird.
Thought it was silly of her to say something like that, because I think, you know, everyone wants equality. Everyone wants to be paid equally.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't want anyone to be to equal as me.
Okay. Well, we can send you to Haiti.
No one can be. Why does I got to go to Haiti?
Because I just read an article somewhere that was like one of like the gay rights movement over there is like, I mean, it's like really bad to be gay.
I'm pretty sure it's still just as bad in Egypt and Jordan and like all those places.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, but
we can go to Russia. We know they don't like us there.
So anyway, so the Oscars itself were boring. I was happy with Birdcage. They won the best picture.
Birdcage.
Or, Birdman. I'm sorry, Birdman. they won the best movie. I was really happy with that. A lot of people were a little confused because they thought it was either going to go to Boyhood or the Grand Budapest Hotel. It ended up going to Birdman. Who won Best Actor? Eddie Redmayne won for The Theory of Everything. I was
the
really
guy
excited.
From Oz won.
Who?
The one that played...
oh, yeah, J.K. Was it J.K. Rowling's? No, that's...
No, it's J.K.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he did, and his speech was perfect. And let's see. Julianne Moore finally won an Oscar after being nominated for so many times, and she was kind of like the Susan Lucci of the Oscars because she had been nominated so many times that she finally won, which is awesome, and I love her. I think she is probably the next best thing to Meryl Streep. Like, she is... in that
so,
level.
But she probably should not choose a group of people to help because she's rich and white.
Shut up.
So I hope she doesn't do that.
I hope she doesn't either. No, because you know what? From her, it would have been genuine. It'd be genuine. It's, I mean, honestly, like, I know that seems funny, but it's
but
all
you know what? Who
does
it is genuine, and you find it's all tricks and smoke and mirrors. Ooh. Is Taylor Swift. She does a lot of stuff for her fans.
That to me is not charity. Her fans are not
she
a charity
pays
case.
Like education bills and stuff like that.
Okay, well, that's fine. To me personally, I don't think that she's genuine about it. I just think to her, it's just like, let me put my name out there so I could be more famous and look better in the media. Because really, I'm a 22-year-old cunt or whatever.
She's
old
24.
She is. Okay, 24-year-old cunt. Anyways.
Who's rich and
right,
white.
Right.
Jealous.
No, not at all. I'd rather be poor than...
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather be poor than be disingenuous.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Anyway, so let's see. 43 minutes?
Three minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's all we have left.
Anything.
I know. Right?
Oh. Why did you like knock me at like 35? I could have wrapped it up.
I tried.
Yeah, you tried really hard. Anyway, so I thought the Lego performance was really cool.
You didn't see it?
Oh, that was awesome. That was like the bit of fun that you would have, like, I think you would have liked it. You should watch it. Lady Gaga's performance was amazing. This is the reason why she reminds me every time when she does something like this of how great she is as a musician and as a singer. She sang the shit out of The Sound of Music, and I thought she did phenomenal. And I was like, why can we not get this without all the fucking antics you make? Because as soon as she comes out with something stupid,
like
it's
a meat
like,
dress.
Oh, my God. No, it's just kind of, I just like, you're back to your fucking crazy, like, I want to be noticed shit. I don't like that. And it's too much.
Did you see like the meme picture that Tim from Alaska posted?
Yes, of him and her.
Bitch, I wore that last year.
Right. They look so similar. She wore it better.
I loved it.
Tim and Alaska wore it better.
Yeah.
But let's see.
I think that's all we got time for.
I'm being told to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Wait, let me do it. Let me do it officially.
Our executive producer in the studio is telling us to wrap it up. A.K.A. the time run.
The time wrapper upper.
Anyways, we'll continue the discussion on the next episode.
This is Ricky. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for downloading Foul Monkeys. And we hope you have a great week. Bye. Bye.
Deuces. All right.
Hey, you guys. I want you guys to know that we have a listener that has an awesome Kickstarter that we're supporting and that we're trying to get out there. It's an awesome Kickstarter. She actually drew some decals of all the different AKC dogs. Is that
yes.
how
was
you
say it? Like 82 different species?
It's all different kinds and they're really cool. So we want you guys to check them out. So make sure that you go to the show notes and click on the link and then support her Kickstarter.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us,
you hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Roger. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I was looking over the sky and I saw a rainbow.
Oh, speaking of rainbows, Rainbow Radio listeners.
Yes, this is for all our 17 listeners on Rainbow Radio.
Make sure that you head over to FileMonkeys.com or iTunes and download some of our other shows, because we don't always play all of our shows on the Rainbow Radio Network.
So even though we are not a paid podcast, you could be missing exclusive information.
Correct. So take a look for us in iTunes as Foul Monkeys Podcast.
Yes.
Or go to the FileMonkeys.com webpage and you will find more content there.
Yes. And don't forget to leave us a review.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.